From the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses, therefore, said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other side, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord.
Our help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Our help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. I live up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help comes from the May God never allow you to stumble. Let God sleep not your guard. Neither sleeping nor slumbering, God is Israel's guard. Our comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is your guard and your shade, and at your right side stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Our help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see it to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Morning, everyone. It is all right to pray that the Dallas Cowboys win their game this evening. Huh? So it's okay to pray for that. One of the greatest gifts that God has given us is the gift of being allowed to communicate with him and to converse with him. We call that prayer. Prayer is conversation with God. Today's gospel deals with, as Jesus says, the necessity to pray always without losing heart. The necessity to pray always without losing heart. You and I think so often see prayer as a recitation of words, but in reality, it is the movement, prayer is a movement towards God, our heart becoming one with God's heart. It's a movement towards God, our heart becoming one with God's heart. And out of that, to allow God's will to take place. The church teaches us that there are four types of prayer: adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. If you take the first letter of each of the words, it spells out what? Acts. So prayer is an action of movement towards God. It is not simply an action of saying words. It is a movement towards Him in which we allow God to be God in our life and to respond to our prayer according to His will. According to His will. We see these four types of prayer as very distinct from each other, perhaps. But in reality, the perfect prayer is where all four of these are combined into one. We speak of the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, as the perfect prayer. We say that because, first of all, it comes from Jesus Himself, but we also say it because the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, is a combination of all four of those: adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. And if all four of those are placed within our prayer, as all four of those are part of our prayer experience, then the ability to pray without losing heart becomes easier. You know, praying for a particular intention or a particular need can really try our patience with God. Because in our humanity, we demand that God respond to us immediately. I want an answer now. I need this now. I'm not willing to wait on this, Lord. Get to it. Respond to my need at this moment. And that's a real problem. Because in that kind of spirit, we are trying to dictate to God how He is to respond to us. We are telling God, this is how you are to do this. And you are to respond to me and my need according to my direction. And God looks at us and says, I know you better than you know yourself. I know what is good for you. And it's important to remember this. Every prayer that we utter, every intention that we pray for, God responds in a way that brings us closer to our eternal salvation. God looks upon our prayer, whatever it may be, and He says, does this bring this individual closer to me or farther away from me? It's like a mother and father dealing with their young child. Many of you are parents, you know this. Sometimes you have to say no because you know it is not good for your son or daughter. If I give them this, this will injure them, hurt them. This could be very dangerous for them. So out of your love for them, you say no. And perhaps redirect them in a different direction. God does that with us. We are His children, are we not? God is our Father. He looks upon us and He says, I'm going to respond to your prayer, but I'm going to do it according to in a way that brings you closer to me. And when all four of these dimensions of prayer are present, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication, when they are part of that prayer that we are saying, it becomes easier to accept whatever direction God wants to take us. You and I, in our humanity, we tend to focus on the prayer of supplication. asking, the give me prayer. We focus on that, and we become frustrated when things don't seem to go our way. And God says, where is adoration? Where is contrition? Where is thanksgiving? You have not incorporated that into your prayer. All you have done is ask me. Have you forgotten that I am your God? Thus you give me adoration. Have you forgotten that you have sinned? Thus you need contrition. Have you forgotten to thank me for everything good you have comes from me? Have you forgotten that? How can you come to me and ask for something you say you need when you have done nothing to give me adoration? You have done nothing to say I'm sorry for my sins, and you have done nothing to thank me for the blessings I have given you. God says, how can you expect me to respond to your need when you have left all of that out? Thus, it is so imperative that we bring the four dimensions of prayer into one. Every day when I pray, I make sure that all four are incorporated. I am praying right now for a particular intention which I have prayed for a long time. Guess what? God still has not answered me. But I've not given up, because I know he will answer me, because I have incorporated adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication into one. I know in God's own time and according to his will, he will respond to my need, but he will respond to my need as he sees fit for me. He looks upon me and he says, Monsignor Joe Pemberton, I know you better than you know yourself. I know what is good for you. I know what will bring you closer to me. You don't. In your humanity, you are limited. Allow me to be your God and to direct you out of this prayer experience. Do not try to control what I wish to give you and how I wish to answer you. It is imperative, I believe, to bring all four dimensions of prayer into one. Thus I begin, Almighty God, I give you adoration. I adore you because you are my God. I adore you because you are my God. I enter into contrition. Lord God, I have been a sinful man. I beg you for your forgiveness for the sins that I have committed. Release me from the power of evil and bring me into the gift of grace. I give you thanks, O God, for everything you have given me that is good. All goodness flows from you. I thank you, Almighty God. And out of that, I now humbly offer this prayer of supplication. This is what I'm praying for. This is my need at this moment. Please, my Lord and my God, listen to my prayer and respond to my need. When all four of those are brought together, then you persist in prayer. I believe that. You hang on. You don't give up, because you come to believe God will answer me. God will speak to me. God will direct me in this issue of my life, whatever it is that I'm begging God to respond to my need. Saint Monica, the great mother of Saint Augustine, how many years did she pray for his conversion? 20 years. Saint Monica prayed for the conversion of her son, Saint Augustine, 20 years. And at the end of 20 years, God blessed her with the conversion of her son as he embraced the Catholic faith, was baptized, and now he is a bishop and doctor of the church and a saint of the church. She never gave up. She never gave up. Persistence in prayer will not happen, my friends, if all we do is ask. If all we do is simply say, give me, give me, give me, and we have not had any dimension of adoration, contrition, and thanksgiving, you are going to become frustrated, you're going to give up, and God does not respond to that kind of prayer. He stands back from it. He will not respond until we adore him, until we cry out in contrition for our sins, until we thank him. Then he moves. Then he responds. Then he directs. Then he leads us where we need to be. And the final dimension of all of this, my brothers and sisters, I truly believe, is that we have to say this: in the spirit of the words of your Son, the Lord Jesus, may your will be done and not mine. Very important. In the spirit of the words of God's only Son, we say to Almighty God, in the spirit of your Son, Jesus, I say to you, Lord, may your will be done and not mine. Because what you're saying is, God, you know the bigger, you see the bigger picture. You see where all this is taking me. You know where all this is leading me. So I trust in you enough as my Father that you will respond to me as your son or daughter, and that in this prayer, this intention I'm praying for, you will give me the answer that brings me closer to my salvation. Whatever that may be, Lord God, I say to you, let it take place. This is what prayer is all about. What prayer, I think we have a tendency in our humanity to just focus on that concept of supplication. We come running to God when we need something, and then we become frustrated when we don't get it. Why didn't you answer me? Where were you in adoration, contrition, thanksgiving? Where is all the rest of this? That is what God says. And so I invite you, my brothers and sisters, to join me in that process of understanding prayer. It's taken me many years to understand this and to grab a hold of it, that my prayer life must be consumed in those four dimensions of prayer, and that they truly become one. They immerse into each other. I begin my prayer by adoring God. I continue my prayer by asking forgiveness. I then say, thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness. And now I'm ready to say, Lord, this is what I need.